This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus to go through a lot of the research that's been done the last week or so. Ken prides himself with being connected to all the technology, to all of the things that are reported on in these journals. But there is a crack in some of the journals, and I think that Ken has been shaken a little bit. I think we talked about in a couple of previous incarnations, Ken, what happened when some of these journals had to retract the information that they'd published on the they called it the cocktail, right? The Z-Pak connected to the use of the malaria drug, and where all of that has gone. So where has it? Give us a quick summary of that and where it's all gone.
Before you're talking about the retraction from Lancet,
why they had to do it, and what that's done to the sanctity of these journals. I mean, Lancet, probably the most prestigious of all of the medical journals, they had to eat their words, and a couple of others had to as well. So what does that do to somebody like you, whose job it is to keep yourself up to date? You've said any number of times, stuff you learned in medical school is out the window. You learn from doing, or you learn from reading what others are doing. So what does that do, the phony information, fake news, if you will, from the Lancet and some of these other publications that were trying to put down hydrochlorazine, or whatever is it? It is hydrochlorazine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That too.
Well, right. I think, you know, you have to put this into a larger context of seeking information today. I think all Americans are realizing that the information they get in general, they have to question. Mm-hmm. And if they don't look at it themselves, they wonder. And I hear that from most people I interact with, that there's a general concern about the accuracy of the information we get from the sources we're accustomed to getting it from. And this hit medicine in the last month in a huge way. The peer review process failed. Two of the most prestigious medical journals, considered solid as can be, in America, the New England Journal of Medicine, in Britain, Lancet, both of them published information that was totally fake. And it got through the peer review process, and it immediately affected policy worldwide. And these journals rushed to publish studies about hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin that tried to show that the combination was not only not safe, but dangerous and also ineffective. And this immediately had impact on studies that were ongoing on hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin worldwide, which were stopped, as well as studies that were planned. And some very smart scientists who read these publications on their own realized that they made no sense, that it was impossible, the sources of information, the clinical information, the patient information, and demanded to see the actual patient information, which neither journal could supply. And they went back to the authors. The authors did not supply it. And the articles had to be retracted, and they were obviously frauds, huge frauds. Now, has anybody resigned? Has anything happened to these journals? Have you heard any further follow-up? No. And here was a big failure of the peer review process. This should not have happened.
Well, but you've said before, now politics is, and we've complained as people who are living our lives and getting sick of all of the politics influencing pretty much everything we've done. We thought that medicine was safe.
Yes.
It was sanctified.
And it's
and
not.
You find out it isn't.
Exactly.
And wasn't.
It's very
and now
disturbing.
Can't be trusted in a manner of speaking. And you know what else adds to that, Ken?
Go ahead. Politics has entered into the decision making in medicine, and it's very disturbing to those of us who want to, like myself, who try to deal just in fact, just in the science, and when that gets put aside
corrupted
by politics, very disturbing.
Yeah. All right. So here's another example of that, if I may. I've seen any number of reports this week, and you probably have too. The most recent, a professor from Italy who was involved. Remember we talked about the French study, and we named, and I don't remember the guy's name, but there is the in Italy where they had the coronavirus, they had a big-time problem because of what, as you know, the Mossad tracked the virus being shipped from Wuhan to Iran, and the courier went through Milano, or Genoa, I think it was Milano, on his way to Tehran, and the package that had the virus in it was not secure, so the virus got out in Milan. That's why Italy had the big problem, and in Iran, they had a huge problem. Didn't get much reported on the world scene because they did the same as the Chinese. They lied about how it was impacting their society. Iran's becoming more and more like China every day, and that's in terms of being restless. The Chinese people are very restless about all this coronavirus stuff and how it's impacted them and their economy, the same in Iran. So now comes the news that the coronavirus, this is from the original hospital and doctor who were treating all of these patients in Italy. This is something that was published in a British newspaper this past week. The virus, it's been called by some the CCP virus, I call it sometimes. It doesn't make any difference what we call it. We all know what we're talking about. So this doctor, see if I can, from the San Martino Hospital in Italy, his name is Dr. Matteo Bassetti. He's head of infectious disease there at that hospital, says that the virus is becoming far less deadly as it adapts, and explains the mutation process, which nobody over here seems to be talking about. Apparently, this virus, Ken, has mutated a couple dozen times. Who knows how many times it's mutated. But even though it's pronounced that people are getting it, in terms of infection severity, it has become a non-issue in Italy with no need for a vaccine. That's what this guy, because he says whatever vaccine is developed, and you and I have talked about this sort of thing as it applies to the flu, the vaccines, if they're made for a particular mutation and the mutation changes what the virus really is, then what good is the vaccine? So what do you know about this? Do you have a thought about whether this guy is right about the virus becoming less deadly, even though it is, you know, getting it spread around again because people are out and about and getting exposed to it, so there are more cases of it?
Well, I think the mutation of the virus needs to be confirmed by more people. And, you know, this is just my general skepticism that has gone up from dutifully following all of the reports about COVID-19. And I hope that he's right, but I would like to see this documented in different.
But what good are the reports if they violate the trust that you had, like the stuff in The Lancet and the other?
Because
what happens is
you want multiple sources, multiple people in different countries.
But it's not good for business if doctors say, oh, the virus isn't as bad, you don't have to worry about it. Is it? I mean, not good for the drug business.
I'm not sure that they would both have the same interest, this scientist and the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah,
he's not connected.
No. There was a good story on Law and Order.
Let me just mention that there is a, just like Ebola went away, there is an interesting thought about these viruses that if they do kill all of their sources, meaning humans, then they will die out. So there is some basis for them taming themselves down a bit so that they keep their natural source
and supply
alive.
That's so interesting.
It's not totally intuitive because you would think that the virus, you know, just keeps getting deadlier and deadlier.
Well, but I was told, I think you told us the virus wasn't alive like bacteria. Viruses aren't alive to the extent that the bacteria that lives, actually. Viruses don't have that same sort of life.
But they mutate. They have selection. Mm-hmm. They mutate in a direction to survive. Mm-hmm. And they evolve. Maybe mutate's a strong word, but they evolve in a direction to survive or they don't survive. So you could understand why a virus might tame itself down. The viruses that make it and survive are the ones that decrease their lethality as they get a little larger, or they themselves won't survive.
Yeah. Interesting speculation. All right, we'll get to the facts, some of the reports coming up in a matter of moments from the trusted journals that Ken finds. Meanwhile, the essence of our focus on how well you're adapting to what is the reality if people aren't getting enough sleep. One of the polls that I saw suggested that since the coronavirus has gone into effect, people's sleep has been much worse. A lot of people are just plain exhausted, and they need to figure out a way to get much-needed sleep during the continuation of our lockdown, if that's what it is. So let me get to the bottom line. You know the products that come from MyPillow are all made in America, and the pillows themselves, you can wash them, and you can dry them. It's a fabulous way for you to enhance your ability to get a good night's rest. Very important to keep your health. Go to MyPillow.com and take advantage of the BOGO offers right now. Pillows, sheets, the whole Megillah. Buy one set of sheets or towels, get another one free. That's the special BOGO deal on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higgin Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mowmarsh Blinds to the Higgin Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mowmarsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Smitha Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream Fragrance-Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
Don't forget, Dr. Ken has a podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast with Ken and with Jack. The most recent Ken podcast is a focus on the medical journals predicting that the death toll from the virus will double by the end of the year. And there's also a discussion about sexual activity and how much it's dropped for various reasons. So catch what Dr. Ken has to say every week in podcast form at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Come complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so we've talked about some of the speculative items when it comes to the virus and where it's going. Let's get to the report from Sweden, Ken, on the actual numbers. And do we even know that a lot of people here in America say the hospitals are not reporting the deaths properly. So is Sweden doing it properly?
Well, if we question everything, talk radio can go off the air in every sense. So, I mean, at some point we have to look at it ourselves, make these analyses ourselves, and then interpret them and report them, and talk radio won't go away. So let's just look at a report out of Stockholm, which has caught the attention of a lot of us. And I read it myself, and I think it's believable. I really do. And this report in Stockholm looks at the fatality rate of COVID-19 in Sweden. And what they show is that it's been around overall about 0.6%, but with sharp variations between age groups. And that's the key point. The virus is fatal in approximately 4.3% of cases among the over 70-year-olds, compared with only 0.1% of cases for those under 70. And these figures suggest it is around 6 times as deadly as the seasonal flu. So if these numbers are correct, and they did do some estimations, I read this myself, but they're probably close to what is actually true. And if this is in fact correct, it brings up a lot of questions about public health policy here in America. And it just shows where the risk is. It's in people 70 and over. And we also know some of the other risk factors. You know what the biggest risk factor for, and we're talking now for severe COVID-19. Yep. Mm-hmm. The biggest risk factor for severe COVID-19 is what? It's obesity.
Yep.
And then it
becomes, that's why more blacks are dying of it, because more blacks have diabetes and are overweight, right?
Give me a second. Yeah. It's the other risk factors then become diabetes, and then uncontrolled hypertension. But age is a huge risk factor. And we, in America, we've been thinking about 65 and over. You hear that quoted often. But in the Swedish study, they found at 70 is when it really gets bigger. And here it's dramatically different. So what we should be doing, the take home from this study, is we should be protecting the 70 and over, and maybe they should be, you know, locked down and kept away from the younger people and kept away from the ill, and be very cautious with those folks. And lockdown's a strong word, but those are the folks who really need to be cautious. Social distancing, very much so, wearing masks, keeping the hands clean, which is good advice for all of us. But the 70 and over is the group we really need to be careful about. And then the rest of us can go and live our lives as long as we social distance, which is most important, wear masks, and keep our hands clean. This study from Sweden is showing that the younger folk can go live their lives.
Yeah, I think that that's something that we really need to spend some time on. We will, as we get into the second half hour of the program, how the governments in various states like California completely overreact. Now we're going back into into lockdown or into closing beaches and restaurants. And so we were open, now we're going to close. The overreaction is pathetically ridiculous, in my estimation, for those people that you're talking about, the younger people. Older people, different story. More of that coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Hoarding disorder is a condition in which people collect and then have trouble getting rid of things, to the point where it can take over their homes and their lives.
They have difficulties with attention, concentration, organization, and decision making. So sometimes that leads to not necessarily being aware of a problem. I'm just messy, disorganized.
Additionally, psychologist Dr. Craig Sawchuk says people with hoarding disorder have what's called a double-barreled reinforcement for their actions. So not only are they not aware,
they like doing what they're doing, the thrill of the hunt, or I could really use this for some reason in some way, or boy, this person will really like this and it feels good.
Sometimes the behavior can be an emotional release, helping relieve stress or grief. Dr. Sawchuk says it's this combination that makes hoarding disorder difficult to address. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is continuing to go after groups that he says are trying to hurt the country.
Those that are lying about our history, those who want us to be ashamed of who we are not interested in justice or in healing. Their goal is demolition. Our goal is not to destroy the greatest structure on earth, what we have built, the United States of America.
The comments came at a White House July 4th celebration. Pundits say the speech is likely to be a key part of the Trump campaign. The manager of the Cleveland Indians, Terry Francona, says he believes the team should change their name.
I think it's time to move forward.
The Washington Redskins are also examining whether to change their name as well. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A white couple in Michigan is facing charges after a video showed the woman pointing a gun at a black mother and daughter. USA Radio's Ken Burns reports.
The incident happened outside Detroit. The mother, Tequila Hill, said it began when the white woman bumped her daughter. The video picks up with screaming and cursing going back and forth before the gun came into play.
Get the f*** away.
Are you going to shoot me?
Get the f*** away.
Oh.
Get away.
Oh.
Hold the cops right now. Hold them.
Oh.
The Oakland County Sheriff identified the couple as Julian and Eric Wustenberg. CBS News reports Eric Wustenberg was fired from his job at Oakland University behind the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
With less than 5 months until the 2020 elections, a survey of religious voters shows a decline in support for President Trump. USA's John Clemens reports.
The latest survey of 4,700 adults by the Pew Research Center finds Mr. Trump is facing a 10 percentage point deficit in his race against Joe Biden. Greg Smith of the Pew Research Center tells us that decline was also evident in one of Mr. Trump's strongest voting blocks in the last election.
Well, our current survey shows that the number of people who give Donald Trump positive ratings for his handling of his job as president is down across a variety of religious groups in the United States. That includes white evangelical Protestants.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the Director General of Talkers Magazine, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who also is at war with bugs.
Yeah.
Yes, that was
bugs.
Sure. We're at war for control of the planet with an insidious, invisible enemy. We really are. You know that as much as you might chuckle about that, we
no,
are.
It's true.
Yeah. It is
damn
true.
Right.
Yeah,
we always have been.
They want us to be here. They're the guys, the boss. They're the bosses. We're not the bosses. I love listening to some of these talk hosts say, we're at the top of the food chain. Really? Sorry, pal. You've been really misinformed because we aren't at all at the top of the food chain. All right, so you wanted to
No, I'm just going to say you were talking about some very heavy-duty opinions about the danger right. of COVID-19.
Yeah.
You made statements about it mutating,
other dangers.
not being as lethal, and yeah. you basically prescribed Z-Pak and whatever that's called, I forgot.
I don't do it either.
Hydroxychloroquine. it's just a joke. Hydroxychloroquine. And I can't fully endorse what you said. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I tend more to wait and see because I hear so many different points of view. Now, the hydroxychloroquine issue,
Major doctors around the world have said that it basically doesn't work. You and I both have experience with people we know where it did work.
Major doctors around the world have said that it does work.
Right. So the point is that one of the biggest problems with this COVID-19 experience that we're all going through is that there's disinformation, misinformation, and competing information on all fronts, politically, scientifically, and emotionally.
But isn't that the case with everything today, Michael?
But this directly affects our lives as opposed to an abstract story that affects other lives that we look at as a spectator sport.
Okay, that's a good point. Yep.
So many of the issues that we deal with in talk radio are basically spectator sport politics.
Doesn't really
affect. This damn issue has penetrated that veil. Each and every person on the planet, including the President of the United States, is vulnerable to the economic and medical aspects of this disease.
And
so
I believe
it's
yeah, go ahead. I want you to
so finish. therefore, you gotta be really careful what you say, because I don't want to add to the cacophony, if you will, of noise.
Well,
that's me.
But I think that in this circumstance, I don't think we disagree. I think we just, my point of view comes from people that I know personally who are experts in the field. And so I take what they tell me, not with a grain of salt, but with the credibility that they've earned by being on various programs that I've had them on for years and years and years. And so in this circumstance, I think frankly, and you may totally disagree with me on this, I think one of the greatest hoaxes in the history of mankind has been perpetrated on us with this stuff. I think that the virus is very dangerous, to be sure, but there was huge, grave danger with the SARS epidemic. There is and continues to be grave danger with HIV. There are many things that pose we are gravely endangered by the existence of the Communist Party in China. There are so many different things out there that are a danger. Remember the old line, danger, danger, Will Robinson?
So why is it a hoax? If you're saying
I say it's
danger.
A hoax because it has done damage to businesses, to the economy, to lives of people. We did not have to go down the road, in my estimation, that we went down. There were ways of doing what we've done now. If we were more students of it before we had to jump into it, that may have been just the way it was. But to have, we've lost 120,000, 25,000 people in this country, around the world, maybe 4 or 5 million. But how many lives have been destroyed by the economic shakedown that has gone on?
Twice as many people in the United States have died in 6 months from COVID-19 than died in the Vietnam War over 10 years.
Yeah.
And that destroyed lives. That war destroyed lives. It tore families apart. And to this day, we're feeling repercussions of it in terms of Vietnam veterans.
We didn't stop living, though. We didn't stop our lives.
We haven't stopped our lives now.
I
think that's overblown. I think I see people still working. I see people getting back into business. I don't see the country's economy being completely destroyed. But here's the point, and this is where you and I see it differently.
Okay.
This is real. This is not an abstract story that doesn't affect us.
Not
if you had
agree.
A grandmother who 100%. Died or a kid who died or 140,000 people, if 140,000 people died this past 6 months as a result of a murderer running around the country, blowing up buildings, shooting people from behind trees, and inflicting that type of chaos, the country would be paralyzed. The same number of deaths.
Well, that's kind of what the Black Lives Matter movement. That's the parallel universe here, which I think speaks to, and then we have the election coming up. All of these things I don't think happen by accident. I think it's time for us to wake up. It depends. It's degrees. Whether we think the coronavirus is the most important thing, or Black Lives Matter is the most important thing, or the election of a new president or a different president or somebody in a few months, those are all things that are going to turn us on. And they're going to make this medium that you and I are so ingrained and ingratiated in much more important than even it is now. For people to get the story, behind the story, to learn about things. For example, I didn't know, I would never have known if it were not for the list and some ancillary things that I wrote, that I read about Mary Trump. I don't know who the hell she was. Now I know, because people have been talking about it, and you put it on the list this week, both the story and the people list. Who knew that she was angry at her uncle for stealing all of her father's money? Or at least that's what she claims in the book. Right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't read the book. So, I mean, you know,
That's what she claims in interviews, anyway.
So. Yeah. Well, the fact is, yeah, but that's news. I mean, new things happen, new people. Some news is important, some isn't. On September 10th, 2001, the biggest story in the country that had been going on for years, not years, months, rather, excuse me, has been the scandal of U.S. Rep. Gary Condit and Chandra Levy, the intern.
Did he kill her?
Did he have an affair with her?
Whatever happened to this?
It disappeared on September 11th, the day after.
Yeah.
September 10th, it was the biggest story. September 11th, it was history. Nobody ever talked about it again.
Yeah.
Now, was it not important? Were we focused on something that didn't matter? We've had arguments in this country over congressmen playing footsies under toilet stalls. That's occupied us for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
I could tell you all kinds of things over the years I've been tracking the news and tracking the views. And some of them basically are inconsequential, just kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But we blow everything up. Number one news. This is and then something else happens, it's no longer there. Do you know how many major stories there are breaking around the world right now? That would be big stuff if we weren't for these.
And an example of that is Mr. Putin, and there are three things involving him, whether he ordered the hit on American soldiers, number one. Number two, the Constitution changing in Russia to give him practically lifetime tenure as president.
Yeah, that's not on our survey, and it's big news.
Well, Vladimir Putin is on the people list.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's on the people list for his relationship with Trump and the bounty thing. Because I don't hear much talk about the Constitution and Russia changing and him basically making himself president for life.
But if it weren't for the top two or three items that are on the list, it would be all over the place, don't you think?
Definitely. That's what I'm trying to say.
What
this is extremely subjective, and that's why I pointed out that the COVID-19 story is different than any other in as much as it directly impacts everybody directly, as opposed to it being an intellectual exercise that doesn't affect our lives.
Yeah, when it comes to lives matter, the focal point is on Black Lives Matter. But think about, for example, a couple of people that we lost this week, Carl Reiner and Hugh Downs.
Right.
And think about the world that they lived in, that brought us, their lives mattered. And I think we can take individuals, we can take groups, and we can figure probably each week for a few moments whose lives mattered to us this week. At the moment, the focus is on the injustices done, perpetrated on black people by some white people. It's pretty damned outrageous when you go back and really understand the cultural things that have been done. And when you look at, we're celebrating Independence Day or the 4th of July, whatever you call it this weekend. What do you call it, by the way? Do you call it Independence Day or the 4th of July?
I call it the 4th of July informally, and when I talk about it formally, as in printed lists that I publish or whatever, I call it Independence Day.
Okay. So there is, when you look at the people who signed the Declaration of Independence, nary a one who wasn't a slave owner at one point in time or another in his life, the signers of the Declaration. So you think about that and, what kind of beef these people have. There's a piece that appeared in the New York Times this week that I posted on my Facebook page. It's a point of view from a woman who is a fifth or sixth generation removed from being the daughter of a slave and a white man who impregnated her. And the story is absolutely fascinating and gives you a perspective on this that you might not get anywhere else. So I pass that along because I found it one of the most powerful pieces I read in a long, long time. And because you and I are the people that do this for a living, if we're good at it, and I put that in quotation marks because I hope that some people think that we're good at what we do. And I would say a very good example of what we've just described is your weekly wrap The Michael Harrison Wrap, that is program that's on a lot of stations that carry this program, plus your podcast, the MHInterview.com, both of which prominently feature my colleague Jennifer Horn this week. What did you gain out of having your conversations with her?
What an incredible woman.
Yeah,
what an incredible woman on many levels. One, she's an excellent talk show host.
She is.
And rising. She's getting better and better. But she's also has an amazing work ethic.
Yes.
And she works from early morning to late at night on air on different shows, and works as the vice president of operations for her father's company, which is a full-time job unto itself.
Yeah.
So I admire Jennifer Horn tremendously, and have to admit I never gave her her due to this point, because, you know, I kind of thought, yeah, it's Mike Horn's daughter, and and I met her many years ago in L.A. personally, and she's a sweet, lovely woman. But I thought, you call her a kid. She's a grown woman now.
Well, she's a kid to me. She started when she was a teenager.
Right. She was a kid to me, too, but this is not a kid anymore. This is this is an amazing woman in the prime of her career, and the road ahead is very, very full of potential.
Yep, it's very good. That's why I'm proud. She starts early mornings doing the DJV program, and then she does mornings on KRLA, has significant impact on that radio station in Los Angeles, does a show for the Inland Empire, Michael's talking about it, and then she runs the CRN Digital Studios in Los Angeles with her dad. So that's the interview. Catch it at mhinterview.com.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds to the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard. Hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Smith or Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream Fragrance-Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Top 50, 3 minutes after the hour here. It's time for us to review the top five items. We'll count down from number five to number one from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. To start with number five, there's something about this name that's, I don't know what it is, there's a sound to Sephora that is, it's calming. I don't know that much about the company. I know that we've talked about this week, they sell all kinds of stuff that make you look better, right?
Well, it's a makeup and beauty company, yes.
Yeah,
and right. So the stores, yeah. So the Sephora stores, it's the shopping experience at Sephora has been changed maybe forever now because of the virus, and you can't sample anything in the stores anymore. And it's difficult to shop in the store the way that you used to, because sampling and trying out different colors and products was a huge part of the business. So they've had to kind of come up with other ways to help women and anyone who wants to buy makeup. They've been trying to think of new ways to reach their audience, and one of the ways that they're doing it is through Instagram. And like Adidas and Zara and Uniqlo, Sephora now is, you can shop through Instagram without actually leaving the site. So they have 80 brands that are going to be available on the Sephora Instagram easy checkout page, and you can shop directly from the store's social media feed, which gives you a little more insight into the products, and they're making it a little bit easier. And so 72% of consumers say they use mobile devices to help shop at this point. And so 24% of people in a new study said they wouldn't feel comfortable going into a mall for at least another 6 months.
Really?
So this is a smart move. Yeah, it's a smart move on the part of Sephora. And you find a lot of Sephora stores in malls, so it's a great thing to have them on Instagram.
Number four in our countdown of the top five stories this week from the world of technology is attention to video streamers.
Uh-huh. Yep, Disney Plus and ESPN Plus are two very popular video streaming services, and they used to come with a free trial period for new subscribers, but Disney has now ended that practice, probably because they've already got 55 million subscribers, which is only 6 months after their launch, and they outdid their projections for how many subscribers they would have. ESPN has about 8 million subscribers, which, considering that it's such a niche network, that's not too bad either. They also own Hulu. They have 29 million subscribers on Hulu, so you can't get the free trial anymore on Disney Plus or ESPN Plus, but you can still get a month free if you sign up for Hulu.
All right, number three, a focus on one of the giants, Microsoft.
Yeah, as we were just mentioning about malls and Sephora, Microsoft stores are in malls across America, but no more. They are giving up on the physical retail space. They have announced that they are permanently closing all Microsoft store locations in the U.S. and around the world. They're keeping four locations as a reimagined experience. So New York City on Fifth Avenue, in London, Sydney, Australia, and the Redmond campus location. Those four locations are going to have some sort of a concept store. You won't really be able to buy anything, but they're going to have an experience for Microsoft. The Microsoft stores debuted in 2009. They basically tried to copy the Apple Store model, and it just didn't work. And in the mall near me, the Apple Store is directly across the hallway in the mall from the Microsoft store.
Yes,
every time
that
I
way in
the
this
Apple,
local mall here too. Yeah.
Yeah, really tried to lure people in, but you know. The Apple Store, it's just the design, the look, the layout, the way that I've never been more than 15 minutes in an Apple Store. I'm in and out. It's very efficient, and Microsoft just couldn't get the traction that they needed.
All right, number two is a focus on Sling TV.
So this week, YouTube TV announced a $15 a month hike in their monthly pricing, which did not go over well on social media. So Dish's Sling TV, they came out with a promise that they're not going to raise prices on any existing customers until at least August of 2021. And they say that now, and then this was a big dig at YouTube TV, they said now is not the time to be raising prices on people because, you know, a lot of people are out of work. And so Sling starts at $40 a month, and for the Sling Blue and Sling Orange, and you can get both packages for $45 a month. So it's still a good deal. It doesn't have as many channels as YouTube TV though offers. So if you are looking to cut the cord from cable, do some research because every package has a different thing to it.
Number one is a way to save on your energy bill.
Yep, Google owns Nest Thermostats, and so they are now doing a free version of seasonal savings for all Nest Thermostat owners. And this will save customers an average of 3 to 5% in their energy bills from heating and cooling. And so you don't need to pay anything for it. You will see a notification on your device asking if you want to opt in. And I say go for it. You can save 3 to 5% on your bills.
Go for it. Those are the trending items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 50.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.